Central to the Ukraine probe, is distancing himself from President Donald Trump as he testifies on Capitol Hill Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In prepared testimony obtained by the AP, European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland looked to separate himself from efforts by the president or personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani to have Ukraine investigate Joe Biden. Sondland was to tell House impeachment investigators he was disappointed the president told him to work with Giuliani on Ukraine policy. It all may be hard for Democrats to buy, though, given Sondland's role in the Ukraine dialogue, including him telling a fellow diplomat there was no quid pro quo in which Ukraine's leader would get a White House invitation in exchange for investigating corruption. Sondland's going to tell lawmakers he was simply repeating what the president told him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A key U.S. lawmaker in the U.S. House of Representatives' ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump has died. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more on the death of Representative Elijah Cummings.
Cummings' congressional office says the congressman died early this morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital due to complications from longstanding health issues. As chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Cummings led several investigations into President Trump's governmental dealings. He played a key role in the congressional inquiry into the president's attempts to pressure Ukraine's president into investigating Joe Biden. Cummings was 68 years old. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence pushed Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for a ceasefire to end his military assault against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria Thursday. The full story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Britain and the European Union have finally reached a tentative Brexit deal. Prime Minister Boris Johnson